Ooh, banana, bedu. So was the poncho a smart move?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Why you did? You, was it like Will Smith with the cigar in his mouth? It's for the look. You don't want to bite it.
It's for the look. I don't light it.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
like
in a while.
Like Cuban cigar.
For the he went Cuban cigar with the dance and all that. Like that man.
Na 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 na. Can't hear my yellow. I see the volume going up, but I don't hear myself in my eardrum.
You don't hear yourself at all?
No, sir.
Like you don't hear yourself whatsoever?
At all.
How about now?
I feel.
You hear now?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I hate to say we've been recording, Shay, so whatever you have said or done will be held against you in a court of law.
Brother.
Episode 377, The Rant. Shay Franklin, Part 3, The Return. Full disclosure, this isn't the first time we recorded the trilogy. Part 3 was well worth the wait. Shay pulls up to the chop shop to bare her soul on what the basketball season of 2023-2024 meant to her. Her journey that started before the season, the start of the season, and the mental block. Us being able to work together at Lutheran High School and culminating in the New York State AA Catholic League Championship at the crib. All that and more, my conversation with Shay now. The Rant has been brought to you by the Premier Flag Football League of LI, Long Island Legends. It's an adult flag football league which has a multitude of fields in both Nassau and Suffolk County with games played on Sundays. The spring season is upon us and is rapidly approaching, starting April 7th. Interested in signing up a team? Interested individually coming on as a free agent? What about reffing? Be sure to follow and DM us at LI Legends on Instagram. Welcome to another edition of The Rant. I'm your host, Ralph the Ref. I'm with a super special guest who's right across the street from me in Bakhmut, which is a Ukrainian region that's currently under siege with Russia and all that. But I got one of my best friends in the game, women's collegiate basketball official, high-level high school basketball official in New York City, somebody that I was so honored to do my final game. And I got to tell you, like, the postscript of that. I just did my first game. Boy, was I rusty. Shay Franklin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really honored to do this. And we're doing something different. We're taping this on April 18th. First off, shout out to Fabian Hara, who is one of my best friends, also in the game. It's his 50th birthday, so I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, my brother. I hope you have fun in whatever you do. I'm not too far behind you, but I'm still far away, so that's all I'm going to say. But
happy birthday.
So, full disclosure, this is like part five of me and Shay, because one time a whole animal came in here and she wanted to, she didn't know if she wanted to cook it or throw it out or I don't know what she was, but she went like.
That was crazy.
Wanted no parts of that. And then I think we were so happy the last time that we were celebrating with spirits. And we might not have been as fully functional as possible, so I gave Shay the courtesy. First, she was trying to, like, blackmail me. She's like, you better give it to me or else. I'm going to leak it on CNN.
So I was like, you know what? Just get what you want. Here we are. So just another, it's just another excuse to hang out with you. But how you been? It's been almost a month and a half since we last did an official school basketball game. What you been doing to preoccupy your time?
I'm great. Happy to be here talking to you, of course, and using this time to vent and talk about everything. But I've been great. I've been doing good. Happy to take a little break from the season once the season ended, but that break was short-lived and it's already back to work.
Yeah, and I want
to been back to work for a minute, but
I want to tell everyone Shay definitely played herself, because I was like, yo, let's re-record the podcast, and it was the same day as the national championship, and she's like, out of all days, right, got one game, it's like the same time, like whoever scheduled that, I was like, what time's the national championship? All right, good, we're gonna start the game.
I'm still not over it.
But you didn't know. And you know what? That's one of those lessons that you go, all right, either you did this and I might not do this again, or I'm going to just make sure. Let me go on ESPN. Let me check the schedule. Let me see what's going on. Because
I was hurt.
Yeah. And you know what, though? You can't go wrong, because at the very least, you're doing something constructive at the very least, right? Yeah. So you can't be that mad, because sometimes I'll be like, I want to be home. I'll tell you my wild situation today. So, BOCES, as you know, which you've been employed to as an independent contractor, as an official for basketball, I got a real convoluted situation. So I'm a lacrosse official, I'm a flag football official, and I'm a softball official. And I remember the whole time during the playoffs, I was going up to Grace, I was like, Red 33, don't forget I'm taking the lacrosse class, because I know what you're going to do. You're going to try to strong arm me with that softball. So it's not that she's strong on me. It's just that there's such a shortage that, you know, she's just going to snatch me up for that. And it kind of kills my other schedule, so I can't really pick, you know, and it's disappointing, because it's just, you know, I understand from her standpoint, like, just empathizing of, like, trying to be able to set up 6-7 sports every day.
It's
and people
hard.
Calling, complaining, and going like, yo, I can't do this, and you got to fill in games. Especially on a lower level, some games aren't even getting filled. So, you know, whatever. And I still try to take it for what it is, because I do like softball. I had an awesome game the other day. Shout out to Seaford Middle School and MacArthur Middle
That's
School.
What's up.
Yo, seeing these seventh graders, it's being 75 degrees in the sun. It's so hard to get me there.
Yeah.
But once I'm on the field, I'm like, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. There's 400 people, like the whole neighborhood. Yeah. It get wild.
Whoa.
It gets wild. Right? So I told them after the game, I'm like, yo, thanks for not yelling at me. They were all laughing. It's like, yo, this looks scary.
That's crazy.
This can go very left, like very, like very soon.
I always say the little kid games are the craziest. The
oh,
most
yeah,
intense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, I got some 8-year-old. You get, right. You're like, what
right.
the hell?
Right.
And these kids are serious, too.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. So to finish my story, I could have just had a complete day off, because somehow, inexplicably, they assigned me a softball game at Uniondale versus Malvern.
Okay.
Right? And Shay played for the Uniondale team, so I don't want to disrespect.
You strong?
But I also had a flag football game, Roslyn versus Roosevelt at Roslyn, and I just prefer flag football.
Yeah,
flag
yeah,
football
yeah.
is my thing.
I don't
thing.
Blame
so
you for that one.
I went in the office. I called them up. I said, you know, I got a conflict. I got one. She was like, she said, you accepted the softball game first, so you gotta get rid of the football game. I went, okay. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. But you know what happened today?
What?
It rained in the morning.
Wow.
So they canceled the game.
See?
And I'm out there like, this is why I canceled the softball game. But that's that outdoor sports, and I'm really happy. But I just want to recap the beginning of the season. Like, you know, I just can't believe that this is the same season that we started off at Oyster Bay High School, thinking like, all right, I'm finally getting to work with one of my really tight buddies in the game, and they waste the talent on this. Like, like we ready to do something. We ready for war, and war it was not, you know what I mean? But it was cool to, and sometimes you gotta just roll with that, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I always try to preach to you, being present in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. It don't always gotta be the best game. It don't always gotta be the college. It don't always gotta be the var. It could just be like, yo, you hanging out with somebody new. You meeting right. somebody new.
Right.
There might be a new spot you want to try out eating wise over there. But what was your recollection of that first game? Because that was early, early in the season.
Well, first I was hyped because we never get to work together.
Right.
Never. So I was like, finally, we get a game together. It's not canceled. All right, bet. And then to just be out there, it was funny because at that time, I was like such in a mental state about my season and like this being like my first year, like actually being a college ref, having a schedule, having a plan, mm-hmm. And having an opportunity to make that kind of money. It was a lot of pressure on me because I want to perform the best. I want to be great at this, right? I love it so much. So it's like you put all this pressure on yourself because you want things. Like, you know that these opportunities are available. Like, oh, shit, I could really do this. Right. Like, whoa, mm-hmm. this is for real now. And I was so focused and locked in. And it was so ironic working with you. But the mental state that you were in, and you were like, why are you putting so much pressure on yourself? Like, we got to have fun with this, too. And I was like, I really like held on to that because it helped me find a better balance. Like, I'm gonna be good at it because I put the work in. I mean, yeah. I'm still learning. It's okay to make mistakes.
But guess what? You never gonna not feel like I'm year 25 in this volleyball and I have not put the foot off the gas of learning.
Yes.
That is.
It never stops.
That's why we on top, because we don't stop.
And I think this. I love that part too.
What?
The constant learning.
I mean, that's the only way you got to look at it, because you realize, and I learned this from, shout out to Father Phil, who was my Latin teacher in 12th grade. Anybody that's in his class, he gives you like a special mm-hmm. slip and you go see him in his office, right? This is also one of the prime inspirations of like how I kind of built this. If you notice, I don't have them anymore because they're all inside, but I'm fascinated with owls and what it means. I got a tattoo of an owl and all that.
Okay.
But if you go into his office back in the day, we're talking 25 years ago, he had like wild different owls, like an owl clock, mm-hmm. like an owl plush toy, an owl pillow, owl pet, owl napkins, right? Just owl. So he don't ask you, you just go like, what's up? What is the obsession with this animal? And they're like, what, you know what the symbolism for an owl is? And he's wisdom. Mm. And I said, okay. And you know, it's the type of person that you already intimidated because of, like, you could just, his intelligence just emanates. You just see like how he keeps wanting to just want more, right? Mm-hmm. And he said something profound, just I guess like the way you felt, and maybe that's probably parsed out why you feel the way you feel. He said, I realized that I know so much that I don't know shit. And he said, shit. And you thinking, like, this is my Latin teacher? Like, this is, I thought we had Kellenberg. Like, what's going on here? And he said, if you try to learn about the sea and you want to be an expert at the sea, but then you deviate to coral reefs and then you go over to different species of coral reefs, you know we'd still be here, right? Like, you'd still be trying to seek out that information on top of you discovering something new. Mm-hmm. So I realized that, okay, I might know more than you, but I realized how much I don't know by knowing more. And I was like, it was like such a profound thing. And it made me realize, you know, to a degree, when you meet somebody that's an official and you go like, yeah, I know that, we good. Like, mm-hmm. And you see that they're not submissive to the process of learning. Because that's such an important part, and sometimes people lose sight of that.
Yes.
And they start, their ambition gets in the way, their ego gets in the way. And I always just try to have learning in the forefront. And, you know, that's why you always are like, I can't believe you do all these sports, because it's like, I just like to change the channel and learn more. Like, this is you in basketball, mm-hmm. but this is me in everything.
Yeah.
Right? So right. Basketball, I'm here, but you, because this is what you're focusing on. But yeah. I choose to keep wanting to change the keys, you know? So I did not know that was like a profound thing that you did today. And I do remember that you were distraught about, I guess, the mental load that you were getting, because that's the first time you undertook it. I think once you go, because same thing with me and you, we both went to federations, right? And mm-hmm. like, it was kind of like, are you sure you got the right Like, that's how I spent the whole time there. I was just like, I can't believe I'm here with all of y'all. But they, you know, they treated me as a, and that's what I wish I could take back and, like, claim ownership. That, like, yo, I belong here. Yes. And I didn't do that. Yes. I didn't. It's important. I was kind of, like, starstruck. And
yes.
I think even though you probably thought you weren't ready, how much readier did it make you come this next season, just gangbusters, of just having that confidence? You know what I'm saying? So, like, even though you thought you were not ready, it made you more ready than you'll ever be,
yeah.
Right? So just talk about where your mind was at there, because I know you were stressing. I know you had a couple of things going on, but where was your mind, you know, in late November?
Was that when our game was?
I feel like it was late November, early December. Yeah, it was early December.
It was around that time.
It was around the beginning.
I had done a scrimmage or two for, like, college. I was, like, nervous as hell. My first college game, I was so nervous. Like, I don't know what it was. Like I said, I know exactly what it was. I wanted to be so good at it. So I put all this pressure on myself. Like, what if I make a mistake? Knowing that as hard as you work, you could lose that shit so fast. Mm. And because I'm so committed to just that and my not, like, it's like a fine line of what I'm locked in and committed to. Yeah. You don't want to fail at something. Right. Like, this is the first time I've, like, really committed to myself and done something for me. So I guess that's another reason I don't want to let myself down. So I put this pressure on myself. And I want to make people proud. I want to make, you know, my family proud. I want to make myself proud, my mentors proud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, at that time, I was just like, all right, how am I going to do this? I have my 9-to-5 is not something I just, that's also very time consuming.
Yeah, right, and it's important to you.
It is.
You're an overachiever.
I take pride in what I do.
You don't want to turn on that Genesis machine because you already know how entrenched you're going to get. I understand.
Streets of Rage is going down.
Streets of Rage too.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to be good. I have so many things that I want out of life. And sometimes you get put in these situations where it's a test. And I feel like all of this happened at a great time because I was going through something mentally and emotionally, and I needed to commit to something. Mm. So what's better to do than commit to yourself? I needed me. And I was like, you know what? Forget everything else. All this is happening for a reason. I'm busy for a reason. I'm having these opportunities for a reason, and I don't want to look back and say, "Damn, I missed out on this because I wasn't prepared for XYZ." So that's really where my mental was, trying to make a good first impression, however way I could do that.
Mm.
So,
I think that's interesting that you think that way, only because. Okay, yeah, there's one thing to be like, oh, am I ready for this opportunity? I can't believe I'm getting this. And like, I always find people that, like, want the most, well, not necessarily the people that want the most help, but, like, you know, when sometimes, like, you're at the point where you can really speak to somebody of, like, how to navigate, you know what I mean? And that's big. I was telling Pat this right there. Mm-hmm. So my man Pat right here is to the side. He's going to start reffing. And, like, I've been through so many things that he already on step 13. Like, imagine all the things you can verbalize to him,
right,
of the mistakes that you made in the beginning.
Right.
Where it's
right.
Like, yo, don't even do that.
Right.
Right? But that's up to you to have the presence of mind, because, you know, I got some other people, I'm like, yo, just listen to me. Like, this, what are you not mm-hmm. listening? And they want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't understand what I did. You got to commit to whatever you want to do. But, yeah. Yo, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I really like being present in the moment, right? Not thinking why, because what I was saying is when you hear the quality of somebody's vocabulary and the way they speak on the reffing,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why this is this way. And I'm like, why do I need to waste time, like, answering that? Like, why not just do, like, that day when we had the Oyster Bay game, I wasn't like, yo, why are they wasting us on this? I might say in a joking way, but I'm not really deeply thinking, like,
right.
I don't, let me look up the other games, who's
right,
on
right,
that
right.
game. Like,
right, right, right.
That just goes into a whole lot of energy that could be put into, like,
something
you
else.
Being great. You know what I'm saying? So I pride myself in, like, yo, it's April 18th. I'm doing flag football. I'm outside with a hoodie. I got hand warmers on. This is where I'm at. I don't want to do basketball. Right. That's not what I want to do.
Right.
I did that already. So I think there's something to be said to constantly trick your mind of like, I'm present, I'm happy. And I can say after that game, I had a lot of really good games. And then we reconvened in the middle of the season and we started doing Lujan. And I forget what our first game was, the Mount Verde game?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh boy.
There's a lot to talk about with that we can unpack, but full disclosure, the national championship was played a couple of weeks ago, and the semifinals was Mount Verde versus Lujan. Now, and I say this with respect, Mount Verde was the 4 seed, Lujan was the 1 seed in the national, right? We're talking about nationally ranked teams. So just let's just give it up for Shay for doing
it. Give it up to you.
Nationally ranked Lujan. Right?
We did it.
So we doing this game, right? And it like, okay, so Mount Verde is like, I don't know, 5th in the country. Mm-hmm. Lujan was 2. Like, there was just a lot of people there. And we was going to hang out after that because they had the same game, but at Hofstra, which you hit me up 2 weeks earlier to see if I got that. I don't know why you made thought I would have tickets, but hey, cool. So we end up doing the game, and I'll never forget the tip-off. I was telling Shay at the timeout, I don't think I've ever ran that fast in a game. And I've repped a lot of games. But this girl went from zero. She went from 0 feet to 94 feet. And I'm talking about like, whop, whop, back on D, like ready, like I am ready for this game. And it was like 3 minutes and 37 seconds of just that.
Yeah.
of like, I'm nervous. I don't want to mess up. I understand mad people are watching this. Shay's right there. This is just a lot right now.
It was a lot.
Nobody understand, but I just want one whistle to blow and like, let's just get through the flow of the game.
Yes.
So first of all, congratulations on all your success of doing those type of games. What was that game like for you? Especially like, I think we found out maybe middle of the way, like, oh, you know, because you know Ernie goes, oh, and by the way, guess who you're working with? You know that Asian Pacific Islander who...
I love...
And get a load Ernie. Who your partner is. It's Shanasia.
He says it like that every time. I really love him, though.
So just talk about what it was like to just, you know, him make the phone call, like, all right, get to it. What do we want?
So my planner that I was so happy about getting this year, I'm so excited about getting this damn planner, y'all. I felt so excited and responsible. That was like one of the best things I did, physically write it down. I don't like to put it in my phone. I like to write it down.
I like to do both.
When you write it down, I feel like it's like a to-do list, and it makes me feel so good to like cross stuff off the to-do list. It could be like the smallest shit.
Yep.
So when I got the call, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm about to do this game. I wrote that. I wrote it in my planner so proud. I like circled it, highlighted it, called my parents, of course, right away. I was just like, yo, I cannot believe it. And then when I found out who I was working with, I was like, all right, this is just.
It's too good to be true.
It's just meant to be.
It's too. You know why it's too good to be true? I literally don't chase anything that you chase. You literally don't chase anything that I chase, mm-hmm. and we end up at the same spot anyway, multiple times.
Crazy.
I have no conversation or conspiring about the people you connected to whatsoever, and I know ditto for you. But somehow we still end up on the same game at the same time at the same place. So
yo.
If it ain't meant to be, I don't know what to call it.
And it was an intense game, of course, because like Ralph was saying about the history, but yo, it was just like you said, from that, when I threw the ball up, that girl was out.
Out.
Yo, we were crying, laughing in the timeout. Like, but it was a great game. It was a great experience. The level of play, I love basketball and I love how the game is evolving. So to be a part of these things like this, be like, yo, remember when we... I just think it's amazing. I'm super proud and very, very gracious.
Let me ask you, as a player, because obviously you played at Uniondale and you played at Dowling, mm-hmm. and we all know historically I met you at Island Garden talking crazy in the adult league.
I'm saved.
When you watch these players play, just from a female perspective as a ball player, like, you feel like your firmware is at, like, Windows XP compared to what they're doing now? Because I feel like if I knew these moves, I'd be cooking. What?
Nah, I feel like there are certain levels where it's like, yo, this is crazy. But, like, I'm from New York.
Okay.
This is how New Yorkers play ball.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and you're going to have personal pride. Like, I don't give a, I don't care what you do. I'm still going to get in you.
Everybody catches up to it. But as far as overall, because I say all the time, like, there's a big gap in skill level. Like, I feel like the skill level is getting back to what it was. But there was a certain time where it was just trash. Like, who's
like your
teaching?
Era?
No, my era was great. Like, it was a bunch of teams that were good.
Oh, the era when you started coaching?
Nah, I'm playing. Don't be trying to play me. I ain't that old. I got a little gray, little sparkles, but don't play me.
I'm sorry, Shay. It was just a joke. My bad.
Don't. That's all right. It's all right. Me and my tea, we chilling over here. My feet still a little... Nah, I'm good. Nah. I had to get you back.
Every time we come in here, it's always like, oh, Shay's coming. It's 35 degrees. Don't matter if it was 72 the day before that.
Yo.
You know?
But yeah, it's... I'm just happy how the game is evolving. And I love that people are finally giving girls credit. Because college basketball has been good for a while.
Yeah, and, yo, I want to point out, too, like, everyone's like, I don't understand. Year 25 of the NBA, they were not doing nearly as well as the WNBA. It's been – WNBA came out when I was in 11th grade. I'll never forget it. And I was into it because I was in love with Kim Hampton. I loved Kim Hampton. I was just like, who's that? And there was no Google back in the day, so I just was like watching the TV. Teresa Witherspoon, Rebecca Lobo, but Kim Hampton was my girl. And I just really enjoyed watching it. And I really especially when I started reffing it, I think you could see like it's shifting into like the skills and like the footwork, and they're really getting into, you know, just embracing how you could play. And I find it amazing how far it's come. And yeah. I'm very excited that I have a little small piece of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really cool to
it's dope
to watch it evolve. And, you know, it's just going to get better and better, right?
Yes.
Kevin Clark coming into the league with a whole slew of other talents. Cardoso, Angel Reese, Cameron Brink.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how those two are going to work together. But I think that Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark at Indian is going to be a problem.
Yeah, but don't forget, they still got Lexi Hall from Stanford when they won the chip.
A problem.
And they got Celeste Taylor who, like,
yo, that
just
was
wants,
crazy.
Wants to play. She just want to be Draymond. If you got...
Blue high.
You know how it is. When you got a shooter that shoot like that, you like, I'm good. Here you go.
Yo, that's amazing.
Am I wrong?
I wonder, she's probably the first... I wonder if she's the first player from there to go pro.
From Long Island?
Blue high.
Could be. Could be.
That's amazing. I was so happy when I saw that come across the screen. I was like, what?
Definitely. Definitely.
Vegas Aces are going to be good for another 10
years. Oh, yeah,
years.
Yeah.
They
that,
got
that
crazy
girl's
picks.
Tough. That girl's tough. The one that looked like the girl from the Aziz show.
Who?
The one that looked like she from the Aziz show. What's that
I don't
show
even know
called?
What
Master
show
of
is.
None. You ever seen Master of None? You ain't never seen Master of None? Shit, I might have to put you on after this. But anyway.
Who, Deja Fair?
That's her.
Yo, she's tough. 5'5". I was trying to say, like, oh, she played for 5 years, so what?
So what? I don't understand why everyone got to relegate to...
Give my girl some respect.
Did you? Whoever said that, did you play Division I basketball?
No, trash.
Huh? She played for 2 Division I schools. You know where I played? I played at Hofstra, but the rec center, not the real place.
Nah, she's going to kill, and they got the Martin from Iowa. Mm. That's a big pickup, too. She's a great player and very smart. So, Aces, I don't know what my Liberty going to do. I hope we get it together.
You know what? What I really like to see, I want to see all them young whippersnappers get smacked up by Asia Wilson. Because Asia Wilson is a dog of all dogs. When it's winning time, Kelsey Plum, when it's winning time, and the biggest killer on them all, what's her name? From the Aces.
Oh, the point guard.
Chelsea Grace. Oh, she's over, B.
She's
oh,
tough.
My. She's the toughest I've ever seen.
Yo, she
hits these wild, timely shots that I just don't understand.
She plays at a Magic Johnson pace. that's the way her game, that's the way the pace, like,
but you know what's so annoying?
She's so tall.
There's like other people that are as good as her on the same team. They're not gonna
like her body frame. She's the tallest, like, I don't want to say thickest, but both. Mm. Like, who is getting in her way? Who's gonna stop her?
Nobody.
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 Who gonna stop Chelsea?
Nobody. See, this is why we need to start our own show. I know this would be magic. So we had Lou Hyde a couple more times. I guess like at that point.
I like the other team that we had too.
Sidwell Friends.
I like them a lot.
They were good. I felt like they were so much more disciplined. I just didn't think they had enough horses. But you know what's so crazy? In comparison to the Mount Verde game, not to say we didn't do well because we did. I just felt like being more at the comfort level that I was able
to breathe.
Right? It was more like,
whew, I got that over with.
Yeah, and I think what I love about this is that you ain't never really going to feel like that again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to be thankful. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to be a little bit nervous, but it's not going to be like, you know, like it's Monday and you're like,
chill out.
Like, if it was a TV show, 5 days till Saturday. You're getting to work, like, in the shower, like, just like,
Yo, crying. Yeah, no, we could definitely breathe. And we had good crews. Like, we trusted each other. We talked to each other. Like, I'm learning that now at the point that I'm at, like, in my officiating journey is, like, just talk to each other. Like, how often do you have a pregame with somebody and somebody goes, how's your kids? How's your day? Like,
yo, but see, and we talked about this too of like, you know, the best thing that I feel about myself is that I could be myself at all times.
Correct.
And also the second best thing is that the biggest compliment that I could pay you is that I really don't care what you do. I'm not going to be like, I'm 4'13". What were you thinking there? What were you thinking? And it's not because I'm not like turned on. It's just like, yo, I respect you so heavily that like, this is what we rolling with. That's what she saw. You know how many times this coach, I was like, that's what she saw. What you want? Of course you're going to feel that way. That's, you're the coach.
They try to play you against each other too.
So it's crazy.
So many funny things. They should mic us up sometimes for the games.
I don't know if they're ready for that for me.
Definitely not you, David.
Yo, I went up to somebody today. So my first, like, second day coming back from rec, from the game that we had to a rec game. This dude was like, that's a shooting foul. I was like, I just gave you a foul. Like, how do you know if it's shooting? He's like, I got hit in the arm. I was like, yo. So during the timeout. During the timeout, I come up to him. I'm like, yo, come here for a second. I said, where do you work? He said, why? I'm like, where do you work? He's like, I own a company. I'm like, where do you work? And he was like, why? I was like, because I want to go there when your employees are there and curse you the fuck out when you're at work.
Right.
And he was like, that's different. I'm like, how is it different? Right. What's different about you disrespecting me when I'm at work? So the next time when we get on, I'm like, I call a foul. I'm like, what'd you think about that? Would any thoughts? Any thoughts? Did you like the call? Should I made it earlier? All his teammates were like, he's sorry. He's sorry. He won't do it again. Sorry he didn't know. But yo, just like, what does that mean? Black and white referee shirt? That means you could just automatic punching bag? I don't get it.
The focus on referees, of course, we feel differently because we are referees, but it is OD. Like, there's like, we're going to make mistakes. We're human. However, I'm talking about like people that really like work on what they do, like, you know, you care, you know the rules, you know what you got to do.
Right.
You're not out there like, I don't care who wins the game. Mm-hmm. But what people need to understand is you are not going to talk to me any kind of way.
No. And
I'm not going to tolerate that either.
Yeah. I just want everyone to know en masse, like, you don't have to speak in a certain tone to convey of how you feel.
Right.
Because I also understand the game of basketball. When your kids aren't executing, it's not all me.
Right.
It just isn't. But I'm trying to lend an empathetic ear because I also know from a coaching standpoint, and you know as well, when you work so hard day and night, night and day, and try to make them conceptualize something, you want them to execute it in the game. And like, we not even talk about that because they scared.
Right.
What do you got to do? You got to at least put on a brave face and show, like, all right, I want these kids to know, like, I care. Like, let's ride the refs because this ain't working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I know that that's a tactic, and yeah. I'm not going to take it personal yeah. because I understand. It's like not necessarily win at all costs, but, yo, you're trying to
do whatever.
You're trying to win. I get it. Like, this mm-hmm. you're number one versus number eight in the country, whatever it is. Yeah. it's crazy. So
yeah. We
did that. We felt comfortable. And I think this year, well, I've been feeling this a couple of years, but, and I expressed this to you during in real time, like, I just was so burnt by the time we got, like, I'm thinking to myself, why are you complaining? Like, you've wanted this whole time. You finally get it, and now you don't want it? And it's not that I don't want it. It's just, I wish it wasn't now.
Yeah.
I wish it was earlier where I was, like, still wanting to do it. And not that I don't want to do it, it's just I did it too much. And when you do it too much, on top of doing it too much with hard games compounded, because doing it a lot and making it easy is not bad. But doing it a lot and doing a lot of hard games is very, very, very taxing. How were you mentally by the time it was like, go time, Valentine's Day all the way to March?
I felt fine. I was tired. I hit that wall, but I was able to still push through and I feel like perform at a level that I was pleased with because I had done so many games like that already.
Right. And
but we
you,
talked about that. Right. Like, so, like you be like, yo, Shay, like, why you want to go all the way over here? Why you want to drive there? And I'm like, because I feel like it's preparing me. Like, I got to put myself in those positions to make mistakes.
And you know what, too? When you say that, that to me is a valid answer. That's not like a thing I don't respect because that's something that I did. And that's something that I probably would have still been doing had it not been for COVID-19.
Yeah.
So I wholeheartedly respect that. I just hope that you give yourself grace that might not always be what you want. You
right.
know, life can change.
Right. That's
so I don't ever want you
though.
To feel like static. This is what I want to do mm-hmm. and feel disappointed if your body of work deviates from something that you thought you wanted because you might not want it anymore.
Right.
That's all.
Time changes.
Time definitely changes.
Things can happen. You could meet somebody and fall in love. You could want to move. You might get another opportunity with your 9-to-5 that's like earth shattering. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All I know is that I'm doing what I said I was going to do and that's committing to myself.
I think a good time period of elapsed time is 6 months to go. Like just reassess yourself. Like look at yourself in the mirror. Like am I progressing?
Yeah.
Is my health good?
Yeah.
Am I getting all my goals? And like, where am I at? Like, what do I want to do? Maybe I want to ratchet up my professional life.
Yeah.
Maybe I want, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think 6 months is a good window of time to be like, this is, okay, I still want to continue this. And
yeah.
just kind of like check yourself and be like, is this what I still want to do?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I always talk about this damn planner, but that planner helped me so much.
What got you into doing that?
I went to camp over the summer and there was somebody I was sitting next to and he pulled out this nice binder, planner, all of that. He was writing his notes. And I just loved like how it looked, like the I'm very organized.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, that looks nice and neat. Like I like how that looks. So I was like, why don't I get a planner? Cause I put stuff in my, in my phone.
You can still do both though.
But it's something, I'm a writer. I love to write.
Okay.
It's something about writing something that I have to do for myself down and checking it off when it's done. It helps me.
Okay.
Being able to write down and talk about, like, I'm so grateful. I'm blessed to have the opportunities that I'm provided. But I had to learn to balance. Because I have a family that I love. I have friends that love me. I have things and events that I want to be a part of. And that planner also helped with that balance portion. So even though we got to that game and I was tired, I had hit that wall, I still had a little bit left because I felt like this was the most prepared I have ever been starting my season. And I felt good. I was still tired as hell. Still, so I was like, yo, I don't feel like doing this shit.
Well,
but I felt better, like, I felt like I was going in the right direction of having a better balance so that I can have longevity with this if I choose to do that. Because you have to balance.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do you think that, like, my balance is just doing other sports and going left?
No, and you, I don't know how you do it because you have a family. It's just me and my plants.
True. Well, it's me, my plants,
like,
and my family.
I have my family, like my mom, my dad, my sister, my nephew, you know, my friends.
I think you do a great job of balancing it, though, because when I see your stories, I'm just like, oh, wow, you're not reffing?
Yeah.
And I said that so many times to being like, you know what, she knows how to balance it, which is a good thing.
I'm trying.
That's a good thing. And I try to balance it, too, you know, like, I think especially when you get a level of success and you'll be able to pick and choose. That's what I was telling Pat, like.
It's a blessing.
You get to the point where, yo, you say 100 no's. Why is this person still hitting me up first? They must really love my swiggity.
So my swiggity.
I'll just say.
I've learned a lot with that, too.
It's such a blessing to, like, so I got a wedding on Saturday. One of my best friends, Greg, shout out to Greg, who had a fantastic year. He did a Luja game on Hofstra's floor. That's my man.
Shout out to Greg. Congratulations.
He's getting married on Saturday. And, you know, I was still trying to ref. I was see what I could do. And I'm like, yo, I'm only available 8, 9, and 10. And they gave it to me. That's a blessing to be able to just do that off. Because, you know, when you first start, you got the 6 o'clock game. Yeah. You get there and you like, wait, why are they still playing? Why is there 17 minutes left? Like, oh, yeah, the fourth game didn't start on time. So, and you like, man. I'm such a rookie, man.
No, it is. It's definitely a blessing. And it's nice to, like you said, like, you know what? I got something to do later. Let me go make some money real quick.
Right. Right quick. Just right
quick. Let me go make some money so I can spend it.
Let me just be able to get my kids some cold stone again.
I cannot stress enough to people. You can make this whatever you want with it, right? Let's be real. To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, there is no better hustle. I'm talking cash on the spot for majority of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cash on the spot majority of the year, or you're having a constant workflow, or, you know, sometimes with, if you're school, whatever, you got to wait to the end of the season. But still, I don't think there's any other thing that you could do that's like that. I mean, you could get into trading and things like that, but you show up, no matter how good or bad you do, you're getting paid.
I look at it like this. Like, I want a 43-inch TV. I go on Best Buy, like, 216. All right. Yo, I'm trying to ref on Saturday. What's good?
And being able to call somebody and be like, hey, you got
no problem. 8, 9, 10, 11. You want it? I'm like, damn. Like, you're not hitting people up.
I have one tournament that I work every single summer on Saturday mornings, 10 and 11 o'clock. Cash on the spot.
Is that
me
that?
Me and my partner do the same partner all the time because that's my boy.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, hey, Shay, you wanna? I'd be like, yes, I do. I get up, I could go, you know, chill whatever the night before. I'm there, it's right in Queens. I get there, 9:45, game start, I'm out. Get paid for cancellations, whatever else. I could say, all right, that's the end of my day. Or I could go somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. I was telling Pat earlier, like, it's
man,
like it's a faucet, right? You need money, here we go.
Yeah.
And load me up. I'll take 12 games today. Thank you.
And if you wanted to, you know, the multiple, like you do multiple sports. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to, I know that option would be available too. But I cannot even imagine trying to add another sport in my brain.
I don't know why.
I can't.
How many movies have you seen recently?
We talked about this.
I know, and I'm gonna put you on the spot again.
When's the last, like, a new movie?
How about TV show? What was the last TV show you saw?
Disappointed in the last TV show I saw because I'm ready to stop watching it. I don't even want to talk about BMF. They don't deserve it. The best TV show that I recently saw that I'm still stuck on, Snowfall. I'm still not over Snowfall. That's in my top five. The Wire's number one, but Snowfall.
Interesting. Do you watch another show?
I don't watch a lot of TV.
When was the last show you watched after that?
I'm ashamed to say, nah.
You messing up my point, but what I'm trying to say is like...
I watch basketball in First 48, that's it.
Okay, do you ever go like, yo, I just saw First 48, I can't watch Snowfall. I don't know how my brain gonna handle that. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't, because I'm not interested.
That's different, but that's different than saying you can't handle it. Because that's a mischaracterization of how much I know that you would excel in those things. Like... And that's fine. That's fine. And I wanted to tell, too, and I've said this before, but, yo, rest in peace to my man, Irving. I just want to say he had this one thing, this is one shining moment. Like, we took the lacrosse class 4 years ago, and my field test was the same day that everything shut down. So I was never able to do it. Mm. And I always felt bad when he talked to me, because he's like, yo, man, I don't understand how I'm not able to, like, maneuver. Like, I'm like, yo, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep showing up. Just doing better. Like, don't worry about what I'm doing. But he had this one little thing on me, which was lacrosse, because my membership lapsed, and he was still doing well with it.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, son, I finally got you on something.
That's,
I'm like,
what's
yo,
up.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But when he passed away, God rest his soul, he passed away last summer, I kind of re-explored it again. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it for his memory. So
that's what's up.
It turned out to be like a crazy story, because there's a girl on my team. Her father is, because she overheard, like, oh, you ref? Oh, my dad refs. I'm like, your dad refs? Your dad's the football coach at Kellenberg. And I started talking to him, and I was telling him, like, yo, I took the field test, and then the pandemic happened. I wouldn't think about reffing. I'm sure you weren't either. And they told me that I got to re-sign up. And I'm thinking this whole time, like, you see what it is. I'm not talking about basketball. Basketball is, like, well satiated with quality, competitive, like, high-level refs in our tri-state area. But when it comes to these other sports, they're just dying. So I'm thinking, like, how you going to drop me when y'all got no one? Like, how could it be scarce and prestigious at the same time? Two things can't be true at the same time. It just can't be. So I was like, you know what? The parent, or the college lacrosse official, who's also the football official, football coach, Jimmy's his name, Jimmy McDermott. Shout out to Jimmy. He's like, oh, I just talked to the president. I got you back in, but you just got to take the class. You don't got to pay. I was like, man, that was a cool gesture. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to be the teacher. I was like, you're going to be the teacher? So, like, it turned out to be the best class ever.
Yeah.
Literally the best class
ever. Maybe Herb hooked it up for you.
Maybe he did. And, yo, I'm going to tell you something. I met the assigner for my volleyball games. She's also the lacrosse assigner. So I'm out here wearing all my Kellenberg volleyball, because we at Kellenberg.
So
I'm the coach today. And they were like, I was like, so, Diane, I just want to know, look, I know nothing about lacrosse. I just want to know, when is it appropriate, you think, that I could start doing lacrosse games for the Catholic League? And she's like, oh, what are you doing March 25th? I'm like, what? So I went on that field, girl, and I don't know. I was being my basketball self, but I had
no
clue. But
I'm glad you're doing it.
I'll tell you where I'm at now. I got to work with one of my old mentors from flag football when I first started, Bob Lutie. We had Manhasset versus North Shore Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, these girls in Manhasset, lacrosse,
they are tough.
I didn't understand what was happening. This girl went, like, she looked like she was in the American Revolution, right? We did the draw. She went, whop, caught it herself.
Yep, yeah.
This, and I went, oh.
And nice.
And the whistle in lacrosse is like this. It goes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I'm out there having a ball like, oh, this is great. I'm so.
Yo.
They scored 10 goals in 4 minutes. And then after that, they just kept passing back and forth.
I think their soccer team is good, too. But
I would imagine. Yo, their lacrosse is crazy.
A couple girls that I used to coach, of course, they played basketball, but they were very good in lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. La Pinto, right?
Yes, Pinto sisters. One of them plays in college.
Well,
other one's going to college now too. But
I think she's
gonna
play Division I. She's really good.
A lot of them are going on to play college sports, which is amazing.
That high level lacrosse. They're
really good.
I think I might like it more than basketball. I know that sounds crazy.
I heard it's similar.
It is.
Kinda.
You know what I like about it?
I have a lot of friends that played lacrosse in high school.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I like about it?
Loved it.
No one knows what's illegal. So you be calling something and you got to direct it. It's not like basketball where it's like, all right, I got fouled. I know I got two shots, right? Everyone knows in the gym that's two shots. But here it's like, no. You had an empty stick check. Number four, you're going to go 4 meters behind. You're going to go there. You're going to go there. You're going to go there and on my whistle. And you could be making it up because that's what I'm doing. I'm out here like 14, get back to behind the four. I'm like, That's what they look like, so that's what I'm going to do. You know, basketball, you got to be precise, but everyone just giving me so much respect. And I told you this last time. Dave Poli's my mentor, and he's been nothing but amazing to me.
I love him.
I went to like four of his games.
He's really good.
Yo, he's really good at lacrosse.
He's good people.
He's like number one in lacrosse. He's amazing.
He's
he really
good
is.
To me from when I started, so he's always good. He always asked me, though, you want to do soccer? You want to do lacrosse? I'll be like, nah, I'm good. He was like, all right, if you change your mind.
Well, listen, he working on you because he did the same thing to me. 8 years later, here I am.
We had a game at the Coliseum this year.
Yo, I just love how he's always so jolly. He's always like.
He's mad happy. Every time I see
he's
him,
like,
I just start smiling.
He's like, you doing good?
Yeah.
We got to hurry this up. I got a soccer game. And he'd be like, I'm getting 120 a game. Like, damn, Dave.
That's why he's so damn happy.
Like, where's the soccer games at? Like, I've not seen one of these. I want to say,
good peoples.
There's no better way to end the season than doing like the highest level of, that you could possibly do, especially at the high school level. The AA Catholic Final. That was something that's been on my bucket list because I did the B, I did the A, I went to federations. But, you know, I think at this point in your career, at least on the high school level, like, it's like, there's one check, but you have something a little below, and you just want it. You just want to check that off. And there was no better honor for me to be able to be the representative of the Archdiocese of Rockville Center and share that moment with you. What was it like to get selected? And I think what's so crazy was that the full circle moment that after that Mount Verde game against Lujan, we went to Hofstra, took a picture, right? And we were like, yo, this is 5 minutes from our house.
We saw
a car with the... with the back door open, and we came back and it was still open. It could have got robbed, driven, came back. But it just was like, I just remember going in and just being so proud from being around the area and seeing Hofstra for the first time besides since Speedy was playing, just completely sold out. And then to think, 3 weeks later, me and you would have another picture there. You know what I mean? So what was that like getting selected and then, I guess, doing that game?
All the things, like these calls and opportunities I get, I'm always surprised. I was shocked. I was not expecting to get that call. Like, I was like, all right, season's over. I'm going to take a couple days off, rest my body. I got the call. Like, you got selected. I was like, what? So my mentors always laugh. Like, you're not crying, are you? Because when they call me before, I get emotional. I'd be like so grateful. So I'd be crying. They'd be making fun of me. But he was like, you're not crying, are you? I was like, nah, not this time. But getting that call, being able to go to Hofstra. We grew up over here, right?
Yep.
I was able to have my family there, which meant everything to me. But, like, standing on that court, I felt like it took me back to that self-commitment journey. Like, I never committed to myself. And look at what happened when I did. Like, damn, it's like, piques your interest. Like, what can, like... how far can I take this? What else is in store if I continue to commit like this? Like, who would ever think? Me and my dad went to a Hofstra game last year. He was like, I got some tickets. And we went to the game, and one of my peers was ref. And I was like, Dad, imagine.
Mike Fleury?
Nah, Mikey May.
Okay, Mikey May. Yeah,
so
it's my man.
We like,
it's May. Come on, stop
me. Me, May. Sorry, Mikey. At least I shouted him out. It's all love. So I was
I'm
like,
I'm
going
to get people
there
to butcher the Shanasia. Go ahead.
It's cool. They mess up my name all the time. At least it just know it's love. So I'm sitting there with my dad. I'm like, Dad, imagine that. That's really cool. He was like, you're going to get there. And then I'm sitting there having a full circle moment like, yo, not only were we just there, I was just here with my dad last year. I'm not at the collegiate level, but God willing, I'm taking that as a confirmation. So I was just super proud. I was nervous as hell.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Do I make you at ease?
Yeah,
like, because I'm
it's
loose?
Like, I like we could calm down, but even when the game, I think, I want to say it took a good 2 minutes into the game for me to, like, why do I feel nervous like this?
Yeah,
I think
when
I
you done did
proud.
This, you did this already.
I was just, like, super proud. I couldn't believe it. I think I was, like, really, like, in shock still from the beginning. Like, yo, I cannot believe, like, I'm running up and down on this court right now. Like, I was just so proud of that. And then I'm working with you, I'm working with Kay. I was like, yo, this is super dope.
Mm.
It was dope.
It was very dope. I mean, it was definitely a full circle moment with me because, as I always tease you, it went 6-7 seasons ago when you had your first game, you had no idea what you was doing.
Yeah.
You just was like reluctant to blow the whistle. I'm not even gonna tell you what type of atrocity. I know you got paid for that game though.
That's what I mean. Fake it till you make it.
That's what I was telling Pat. It don't matter if you bad or good, you're going to get...
You still getting paid.
Give me that money. I don't care. You lucky I'm here.
Yeah, just make sure grateful. You know how to fight in case somebody follow you to the cut. No, I'm just playing.
Word. That's, yo, that's what the Roosevelt coach tried to do to me. They tried to do that today. Talking reckless. They're 0-7. They lost 40-0. Please. It's
Whoa.
Not me. It ain't me.
Simmer
it
down.
Ain't me. Yeah, I know it ain't me. So we got that out the way. So that's we're about a month and a week removed from that. And I'll just tell you what I've been up to this month. I grew my beard out. I'm back to, like, I haven't thought about basketball at all. It was a little bit of a shock to do it. And just like you on those Saturday mornings, I got an every Monday partner. His name is Mike. He and Boy 119. And he's always famous for going, 15! Like, on the shot clock. But we just got a good thing going. Like, we got a good synergy, you know what I mean? He's just good vibrations. And I just was like, yo, I purposely try to, like, forget that I'm a basketball ref to see, like, how embedded it is in my subconscious. And when I did, it was like, as if I never left.
Uh-huh.
And that's so crazy that you do so much repetition of one thing where that's really how you feel about a certain thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been doing flag football. I've been doing softball. I've really been enjoying the weather recently, even though it's been cold the last 2 days. But, you know, there's been a couple of 75-degree days when I'm out there. You can see I'm a little tanner.
We need more. Yeah. So, not beach time yet, but I know you're ready.
Nah, but before beach, which I hope you come with me this year.
Yeah, I definitely, I have to go to the beach.
And
I haven't been to
do.
The beach in like 2 years. So.
But, you know, it's for you, who aspires to be a Division I college basketball official, which I know at some point you will get the nod.
Thank you.
About your camp season. I know you're talking about this weekend. You're going to be driving up to Spooky Nook.
Yeah, so.
Talk about what else you're going to be doing in the circuit. What are you getting prepared? Because, like, my brain is off, so I'm sure that you're still in lock-in mode.
Yeah, I took, after the season was over, I took maybe, like, I want to say a full week, almost 2 weeks off of officiating. I literally just took that time, rested my body. But I was still watching ball because it was March Madness, so... that's on TV all day, every day. But as far as the physical, no, I didn't, like, you know, do any extra studying. I just literally took a break from officiating, and I needed that. But once that was done, it was right back into it.
Mm.
Doing camp prep, officiating, you know, practicing on the things I need to get camp ready. And just getting ready for the summer, because it's 365.
Yeah.
And that's the part where balancing is super important. So I feel like I'm in a good mental space. I'm happy with my physical. And we'll see, you know, what happens. And
yeah. I wish you the very best of luck this weekend.
You.
And I'm sure that regardless of the outcome, I just know that you're going to be present in the process of anything that comes your way.
Yes.
Because there will be something. I can't guarantee
that
something's going to be the something that you want. But I guarantee that it'll be something that... Whether that be, you know, a word of encouragement or meeting somebody there, you already know how this works.
Yep.
Like, sometimes you don't even see it. It might be right in your face and you don't even realize it. So,
yep.
You know, continue to keep doing those great things. I did want to ask for the people that are just starting out because, you know, they say, and I also feel like I was a fortunate, I was reaping the benefits of, like, shooting up quick where... You know, I felt for a long time I just wasn't ready for this game, wasn't understanding why I was getting those games. But, you know, you somehow managed to trick your brain to just be present and being able to be thankful. And I think that foundation of just, like, being egoless and selfless and understanding, like, with gratitude, the opportunities that are set forth. Because you also realize, too, as much as, like, it feels fluky for you or feels like you don't deserve it, there's a lot of people that don't get the calls that we get.
Yeah.
You know, so I always am very in tune to my position in the game.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not normal. It's not.
Oh.
It's not. And you know, I think the harder part is maintaining it. Right? Because I felt like I made the blueprint this year. How am I going to top that album? Like, don't you feel the same way on a level? Like, how am I going to, there's no...
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I do.
Yeah.
And somehow I do because I just stay present. Yep. I'm not worried about the end. I'm just... Right there. But what kind of advice would you give somebody just starting out? Like, you know, like somebody like Pat, yo, he just nothing, just clean slate.
Take your time. Take your time.
And be on your own time.
Find your own process and what works for you and go with that. Be a sponge. Learn to listen first before you have to reply or ask a question, because sometimes the answer is already there if you just take your time and listen. Find a good mentor. And plan. Like, write down exactly what you want to do with this. No matter how big, how small, whatever the purpose is, just make a plan. And as you cross the little things off your list, right? Like, you got an end goal, but along that way, you're going to learn so many things and pick up so many gems. And then you're going to add more pieces to that to-do list, because now it's growing and it's expanding. And then the last part would be, make that money. Make that money. It's so much to be made. Don't take things personal. This is a business, and it's your business. So.
Yo, I want to, at the very least, my final thing I wanted to say, I forget what game it was, it blurred. But I remember there was a coach that was screaming at the top of their lungs, and Shay was like right there, and the ear was right here. She did a little small of the back and walked them back. And I was like, wow, Shay's elite, son. You walked him off the edge. So, that was so, and you were like, coach, back to your bench. I don't know what you're saying. I just know it worked. I forget what game that was, but I was like, no wonder she getting the calls. You see what you doing? We ain't even talking about the whistle. We talking about when it's like this guy wants this person wants an explanation right now, and it better be satisfactory or else. So I appreciate that.
That's hilarious.
I just want to say I appreciate all of those moments that we have, and I hope that we make even more memories next year.
We will.
Any final words you want to say before we part ways?
Nah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here, a blessing to do this, and I'm grateful for the journey and can't wait to keep growing.
Yes, sir. Shanasia Franklin, this is Ralph the Ref. This is The Rant. We are signing out. Peace.